because those guys on Strictly 80s, Joel, are getting the axe.
Probably.
And I wanted to swoop
in. They're getting axe body spray.
They're getting axe body spray and they also being fired. Sponsored by that one kid in your middle school locker room that sprayed that shit around because the whole room needed to know. Sponsored by Quinn Jacob. If anyone from Haddonfield's still awake and listening,
Mark Colalillo, that means you.
Mark Colalillo. Go to bed. You got class in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
With Dr. Benjamin Leffler.
Dr. Benjamin Dummy Course.
Yawning?
Nah.
That's shameful.
All right, someone give a fucking shame story.
Honestly, you got some shame. If I could pull that shit out.
Yeah, Joe pulled out. That was, he told it with confidence.
Let's talk about that recent lady experiences you had.
That story, can we acknowledge this real quick? Joe told one of the more shameful stories I've heard in the shame story tell off, and he told it with such confidence.
I don't think it was that bad, to be honest.
Verve and vigor, he told it.
I came out as the good guy.
I'm worried about the consequences of telling this.
He did come out as the good guy.
I'll think. Y'all. All
right, let me bring up a topic.
Yeah, do that.
Bring it up.
Bring up a topic.
I had some are you looking it up? You have notes on
I
your
got
phone.
Some thoughts. Yeah, I take some notes. My show is tightly scripted.
Okay,
here's a thing. My thoughts exactly. All right. So, I've been on
Worth the trouble.
Okay, let's dang. Go, wow.
I've been on the campaign trail having nice. Interviews for PhD programs, all right? Thank you. Thank you. Well.
Did I see you post a status tonight saying you got into one?
Oh, here's what we can do. Guys.
Let's talk about Catholics.
Can we talk about this? Wait, whoa.
Deicide?
I am trying to clean up my life and go on Facebook less. So, ooh, folks, I posted a real self-congratulatory everyone validate me status, and I want a big
that
reveal. On this show, wait. A true reveal. How many likes did that status get? Now.
It got a lot.
Hear me out.
We have more fan mail.
My popularity and my social standing, as modest as it ever was, has waned greatly in my graduate school years.
Yeah, you don't have any friends now.
No new friends. It was a philosophy. Yeah. I didn't plan.
None of the old ones either.
No, I didn't plan on adopting the ethos of no new friends, but I grew ethos. Into it.
That's short
like
for Ethan
it's
Hawk.
Pronounced
it's
thermos.
Like
yeah, it's pronounced thermos.
So can I get a reveal on the air? Can I get some?
He just repeats my jokes.
All right. Can I get an over under?
Welcome
how many
to the
likes,
first 20 years of my life.
How many likes did I get on this? Can I take an over under? What are the odds here? Before we get a reveal,
how many Facebook
I'm
friends?
Guessing,
when did you post it?
No, I posted it. Let me. I don't want to. I see.
No. I can check without guessing.
I guess. Posted it. I'm gonna guess. I posted it at about 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, okay.
I'm guessing.
6 p.m.
I think you got a lot of likes here. I'm guessing 55.
I was gonna guess 50.
Okay. What? Like, can I hear some justifications?
I'm gonna go 60.
Wait. What? If, what are the guesses?
55, 50, 60. They're doing a Price is Right.
65,
24.
Yeah, this is some Price is Right bullshit.
Actually, can I hear some theory?
He doesn't have friends.
Wait, 24 likes?
Yeah. Justify this. Justify
someone
this
go in
me.
The hundreds, though, just to cover our bases.
Oh, wait. But you just told us it has 24.
No, I'm saying 24.
Oh, you're saying 24. Can I hear some reasons here? Can I hear some rationales? Lay it on me like a roast.
You don't have friends.
Okay, fair.
Wait.
Guy who met me today hurt my feelings.
Wait, 50 seems low?
Well, what do you think? What's
no,
what
he's telling
like
you to
number
hurt
to
you.
I think 50
no,
well, is high.
You think I just saw the magic number.
I mean,
number.
I don't get 50. Like, 50 seems like if I posted, like, a big deal status, like, mm-hmm. I might reach that maybe. But, like, mm-hmm. I usually, I mean, I don't post statuses, but, like,
okay.
I would not get more than, like, low
oh, so
double digits.
So 50's yeah. high. I'm just used to, and this is not, high. This isn't from my own experience, like, I assure you. 50 is
it.
Not high for me. 50 is not high,
but...
Whoa. Time out. That was actually a total misquote. 50 is absolutely high for me. I never touched 50.
Yeah.
50 is not high for...
I love Telemundo. I love 50, what they say.
50 is not high for girls taking pictures of graffiti
yeah,
walls.
Yeah, it's not like high for a popular girl, but like...
Wanderlust.
Wanderlust. Hashtag Wanderlust.
Okay, so what do we think? Can I take a guess on myself? Can
yeah,
I take a
yeah,
bank?
Yeah. But keep in mind, you are not wearing a white doctor's robe.
That's true. I don't have an obvious visual indicator that I'm.
And you never will.
Yeah, you won't.
That's true.
Clipboard, maybe. But
PhDs
then you could also
get
be
a clipboard.
But then you could also be a field organizer, which
yeah,
like Rowan's
or
done.
Or a toddler.
Yes.
With a clipboard,
I can be
I
anyone
have a shame
holding
story,
a clipboard.
By the way.
Oh, good.
Let's
excellent.
Hear. I want to get
no,
this.
No, it's quite,
no,
it's quite
no,
recent.
I like this bit. Oh, I like no. this bit. I like
all
right. This bit.
Here's what I think. If I can bet on myself. All
yeah,
right.
Which you can.
So, in my program now, not many people have been posting. And I had an ethical dilemma as to whether or not I should do it, because some people don't get in, and it's kind of ridiculous that I managed to even get into one. Okay? Yeah. That I got into a doctoral
program. Yeah, I haven't gotten into shit.
So I'm worried that I'm hurting some feelings by posting it. There was a conflict. But at the same time, since I was a young man in college, I had some bridges burned, and my solace was, when I get into a PhD program, I'm going to write this barn burner of a status, and everybody's going to suck on that one.
And it truly was a quantum of solace.
So I had this whole mindset. For years, this has been in the making of, I'm going to get in somewhere, I'm going to make a status. Then this status here wasn't even the one I've been planning. I had a real bitchy one.
Let me hear the one you planned.
Here's the one. The original. Yeah, I wanna hear this the one. Original was a long, like, underdog story where I get into Harvard, and that did not happen. Harvard twice has rejected me. The first time, Harvard didn't even send me a letter. They just wanted me to get the hint that I've been rejected.
Mm. My housemate just got in.
Attaboy.
Yep.
To what?
To Harvard.
Over
for
me.
For what, though?
Lord Raymond Paul Byron got in for education, so congratulations.
Ew. Wow.
So my
aren't all of the programs educational?
He goes to school in Cambridge.
So my second one was going to be big ups to Haddonfield. I talked about being weird in high school in an interview and got into a PhD program.
Wow, you sound like a Brayton boy.
Yeah, that has a bit of like, I'm angsty Haddonfield, which wasn't really the case.
Which wasn't your thing. You were cool.
Okay. All right. I had fun there, but I feel like that's the right amount of like snarky tossing it off that it'll get like a 200, which would be unheard of for me at this point.
Yeah, I'd give that like a 4 fitting.
200 on a status is madness.
Okay, so you have to read the status.
Is this a cute picture in a pool in Budapest?
That's true. I don't remember.
Joe, do you have a... Oh, you just talk about in general.
Oh, so
yeah, in general.
I don't remember this status word for word, but I went with
Does Jen have a picture of her in a pool in Budapest?
Mm-hmm.
Come for the wander, stay for the look.
Wait, does it say come for the wander, stay for the... No.
No, I said that. I said that in response.
Does it have a million likes?
It does.
It's got a lot of likes. I don't even think it's a pro pic. I think
how
it's
many?
The pic. Rowan,
wait,
how many?
Pull it up.
I have no idea.
Well, how many was it on Saturday?
Look. I have no idea.
Wait, okay, Rowan is clearly into Jen.
I have so many pictures of me.
Together.
I have so many pictures of me at the beach and nothing. Not even touching this.
Yeah.
So here's what I think.
My beach picture.
Listeners,
not getting
I wasn't bragging about Rowan's sexual exploits. They slept in the same room.
This status now was a lighthearted, tossed off thing.
Can we just
Joe,
guess?
Read it? Let me hear it.
You already guessed.
Yeah.
I can tell you how many it has.
I say
likes.
40.
28 pictures that will make you laugh way harder
Joe,
than you
just
should.
Find the
anyone else ever stop themselves mid-meal to think, wow, I really hope I don't accidentally swallow this fork. Also, I got into a PhD program. But seriously, the fork thing.
Wow.
What's the status?
No laughs in the studio.
It's y'all can agree.
It's so like... It's
can my girlfriend come?
Yeah, it's so can my girlfriend
come? Ooh, is that what it goes for?
No, is that how it comes across? It's funny and cool and detached, but also cares.
Oh, it's funny and cool and detached.
And it also cares.
It shows such a modern apathy.
Is that what it is?
It's like, hey guys,
it's
you ever think
pathetic.
About this? Also...
I agree. Wow. Hearing it out loud from someone else that isn't my internal monologue is just a
knife
in my heart.
We're going to play an over-under between the Budapest picture and this status.
Wait, can we hear the number, though?
For the status?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
It's higher than all of yours.
Oh, shit.
It's
108.
Close, because I liked it earlier today, it's 109.
Oh.
Whoa!
109 legs. I knew that apathy would
all right,
pay off.
Over or under Budapest pool.
Oh, that's got 120.
Wait, there's a couple. Which
that's
is...
120 and 50 are me.
I'm guessing 200.
Wait, this is... Let me find
no,
it.
No, the one is a wide screen. It's a wide shot.
All right, let's
wait,
find
I
it.
I can tell
can
you which
see
one
this
it
picture?
Is.
Why does it have so many likes?
Where is it?
Is it like super artsy?
Maybe it's
like,
just a... No, that's a
it's
one.
Not.
It's not.
It's not.
In my mind right now, it's like Jen looking back over her shoulder.
No, it is
like,
Jen looking back
as
over
like
her shoulder.
The stars shine, and she goes like...
The only
and
way...
the caption is like...
You beat her!
I beat her!
Wow.
It's Jen looking over her shoulder.
Can I see? Just past the computer. I literally can't see.
Looking at all my haters at Cheshineni Thermal Bath. I correct it. Say Hatters. 2 likes. Jen comments Wanderlust. 1 like.
We're going with the... What's the pick?
70-something.
No, the pick 76.
Oh, 76 okay. gets whooped by Wyatt.
Just to note, I had to stop myself just almost physically from yelling, I beat a woman. But I still just said it.
But you didn't yell it.
Next time, don't stop yourself.
DJ,
DJ
Parse.
This is the MRA show.
Wow. So
DJ Parse.
Wyatt, at least for now, has beaten Jen's pick. That being said, that's because that's a boring picture.
Whoa. Hardly. DJ Parse, what's
tell that to the 76 fans.
The story actually ties in quite well with this.
All right.
My friend Joe and I were going for a walk the other day. We were going for a walk.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And let's just say I was not low during this walk.
Oh, okay.
I was the opposite
hey,
of that.
In the wow, that was so annoying.
Exactly. We were going
that
for a
really
walk.
That was really horrible noise.
We went to the Fells. And at some point, I went to show him something on my telephone.
Oh.
Specifically on the Facebook application on the telephone.
Mm.
And I went to the search function.
Two words.
Let's just say I tapped that search bar.
Let's just say two words. Recent searches.
Oh my god. Oh, no. I've known forever that recent searches is a bad idea.
Well, see, so have I, but I don't usually count on someone being next to me when I look at when I tap that.
You can clear it.
I look at phones.
God,
no. Oh, I have another shame story.
God. Oh, okay, Rowan.
And ooh. Joe he saw that and his visage reflected
full of vim and verve.
His countenance reflected his amusement at my precarious situation.
Wait, who? What were these recent searches?
What group was this?
They were biddies.
They were a biddy.
Live from New York.
Let's just say Rowan's one of them 76ers.
I'm a proud 76%er.
He's a Philly boy. He's a regular Allen Iverson.
So that's where those 76 likes come from. Mm.
The other picture.
Should we do like a McCarthy thing where I read aloud who all 76 of them are so that they all feel the shame?
Yes.
Oh, God, that reminds me.
Wait, Joey, someone else just said that a shame
It was
story.
Me and I already
Joe,
forgot
Joe,
it.
Wait, remember,
I'm
sorry.
I'm going to try.
Wait, no, retrace your steps. He was talking about the phone, his countenance reflecting.
He was, oh, I got it.
Boom,
I got it.
There we
all
go.
Right. It's only a shame story out of context.
Also, can we just say, that was a good shame story.
That was a
perfect mix of shame
and
humor.
And hilarity.
It was a great segue into the previous topic of conversation.
No,
yeah.
We're going back to the previous.
Exactly.
Dream a little bigger, darling.
Ooh, of course. All right, mine's only shameful out of context.
What?
But let's just say,
Joe, you're horrible at this.
Let's just say last night, I'm in a living room with maybe with some people, maybe with not, in my own home.
Your boys?
It's late. I hit shift, hold that shift down. I hit command.
Oh, this is not shameful.
And I hit N. And my friends,
I mean, everyone knows this.
That opens an incognito browser, my friend. No. And what do I type but three fateful words into Google Images?
Oh, this is great.
First word, Ariana.
Oh, you
second
God.
Second word, Huffington. And what does a man do but search in his incognito browser, Ariana Grande hot. Reaching new lows.
This is all true.
This is very true. Parker is my witness.
Wait,
and Aaron was in the room.
Why were you doing
this? We had to determine. Well, okay, so
you
I
had to turban?
We
like, take your turban off?
Yeah, she was dressed too modestly. No, I was
unturban.
Wait, so, this isn't a shame. You're doing this with other people.
No.
Where's the shame?
I did it of my own volition.
There were just
witnesses.
That you didn't know were watching?
Did you
no,
not?
No, I knew.
Did you find okay. something
well,
you weren't
chance.
Expecting to find?
No, she's hot.
Oh, you just need to
well,
prove.
Well, it was like more, it was kind of like an act of national resistance for me. I found out that she is
so confused,
half
Joe.
Sicilian, half Abruzzese, and
Joe, this is the worst shame story ever. You are
weak.
Horrible.
That was pretty weak.
I have a proposition.
Yeah,
it was weak.
All right,
but you said it was great.
I want
so that's
there
all
to
I
be. a new Facebook system for that. When you like something, not just the type of face you can like it with. I want you to have to say what you like about something.
Oh.
I think this would totally change the game, and girls' beach pics would now get zero likes.
Yep.
It would completely change the game.
I think the vast majority of those people liking those pictures would not be deterred by just having to say, ha! Or something like that.
Yeah, that's what they're implying.
You have to specify what...
Ariana Grande hot.
You'd see Joe with Ariana Grande hot. You'd see me with the ambiance.
Oh yeah, you know, you would get jokesters too on like beach pictures being like, the lighting.
You get a whole bunch of Budapest. Mise
en scène.
I feel like it would just change the game. We need more honesty here.
Where's Alex?
Not here. He's
just like our phones are keeping us honest by telling other people when we read the message. Yeah. You know.
Oh. That's true.
How about a thing where we see the drafts instead of you can just see them typing, you can see what they're writing.
Why? So wait,
it's like Google. It's like Google Docs.
What did you guess on your status?
40.
40.
Well, so don't you feel modest?
Can I give your can we get your reaction here on air to this over doubling?
Over doubling that?
Yeah.
To me,
do you feel more validated?
I would be interested to see the makeup of that, because I feel like at this point, people in high school will only care about a thing I do if it's get married or die. So I don't think big ups to Haddonfield.
Do they care if you get married?
Probably not.
No, I think, but they care enough to.
So I guess we just have to kill you.
They're definitely tossing a like your way if you get married.
And
you know?
And I'm not sure.
Depends who the broad is.
Like Derek Bertha,
is he married?
You're saying he might throw a like?
He's tossing a like your way for marriage.
I see.
Okay. And I feel like now...
Long-time listener,
John
friend
already,
of the show.
Yeah, John Iardi's tossing me a like.
I'm very interested to see who this is. I'm thinking it might be a lot of...
My grandfather's tossing me a like.
Oh, great. It might be grad school...
Hey, he told you were handsome on a recent
picture. It might be grad school chums that are being kind of passive-aggressive. That's what it might be.
I don't know. It's all 100 of them.
Shall I read the names?
All 100
of them. You have a lot of very passive-aggressive friends.
That's what you get at psychology grad school, is a bunch of people trying to be therapists. So you can't tell if they're actually being nice to you.
Well, they
or
just
if
aren't
just
worried that the only reason you're posting this is because you're on the brink, like most of our listeners.
Where did you actually, what PhD program did you get into?
Long Island University - Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Correction. Only 105 likes, 3 faces.
Oh, those are not the same? Oh, I thought you were going to say 3 jumped ship.
It's, what does it say? Like 108
I thought you were
going to
say 3 didn't like 3 uncommitted. They felt like they'd gone
they
too
saw
far.
It, they thought,
shocked.
Oh no, what have I done? I've been on a spree. No, it was a bunch of former crushes. They were going on a like.
Maryland.
They were going on a look spree of all my old photos.
Is Maryland in
and
there?
They threw a like on, and they were like, "What did I do?"
You got a Maryland like in there?
A lot of people I don't have many mutual friends with.
Whoa, are these grad school chums? Because I'm lacking in grad school chums. I had a birthday party planned.
Oh no, this is a shame story.
This is a shame. Okay,
yeah,
I want to hear this.
Oh, hold the phone for 1 second.
Give him specific music for this.
Yeah, give me something specific, because this
also
hurt my feelings.
Joe,
what's up?
What do you got? Do you got something before I as a preface? So here's what happened. My birthday was coming up. I gave about a week's notice because this is what I'd seen people do. I'd never gone through this process of inviting people to a birthday over social media. I'm using Facebook Messenger. I write a whole thing. I give a time, a place, a day. I'm very specific. I gave an address, okay?
You have the best addresses.
Thank you. And I make it wide. It's so easy for everyone. I have about 15 people in there, 16. And first, the responses are great. They're enthusiastic. Okay, sounds fun. Some people renamed the thread to be like Bernard's birthday party. Something. It's all fun. It's all games. You're getting
which games?
Yeah.
It was going to be at a barcade.
The
so
Go?
The games would have been
fun.
A lot of games.
Pin
like the Pac-Mans. And the Ms.
Good Christian fan.
And the Ms. Pac-Man, sir. She has a bow on her head. You see, that's what makes it different.
Makes
it
hot.
Makes her Ariana Grande hot.
Ariana Grande, cute and hot.
Whoa, both?
Okay, so I have a week, and you're hearing a few are backing out because they have a specific commitment, like a week in advance. I'm out of town.
Question: What day did you pick? Because and what time?
I picked. This was iffy for me. 9 p.m. Saturday.
See, not a lot of people want to go on a Saturday morning to a bar.
9 p.m.
See, not a lot of people want to do that.
That's true. Is that a morning by New York standards?
Daylight savings.
Daylight savings.
The city that never sleeps.
All right, so I propose 9 p.m. Saturday. It's the night before my birthday. It'll become my birthday during this party, theoretically. So I have a few no's, but I got...
Plot twist.
I got a bunch of seeming like yeses. I go, and I'm thinking, all right, well, I'm going, guys. See you there. I get there. My phone has no...
How many people did it say seen?
All at the bottom. All of them. When you posted. Basically all the faces. I'd say faces I saw, 9 or 10. So maybe not
the
all
faces
of them.
Are a prominent family in New York.
And, oh, wrinkle to this, and you'll be happy to know. Flubus Bonner is my roommate of 4 years and a good buddy. I forgot to put him in the thread. And then the day of, I said, hey, man, I forgot to invite you to my birthday party, but can you come to my birthday party? He said, absolutely, I'll be there. Can my smoking hot girlfriend come? And I said, who? And he said, my smoking hot girlfriend.
He said, you know, the one I've been hiding.
And said, can I bring her out of hiding? And I said, bring her out of hiding. So I have this now, this confirmation, a clear yes. I get to the place. Bad service. And I say, hey, guys, my service is pretty bad, but I'm here. So looking forward to seeing you. One says, hey, I'm coming now with my friends. I'll be there in a bit. No one showed up. Zero people. A complete bloodbath. No one came to my birthday party.
It's like the Red Wedding.
The last minute, except the last minute addition, and a guy I invited once I already got there.
Wow.
No grad school people came.
It was the guy you invited once you already got there, someone who was already there.
He was a college chum. Yeah, I said, hey, you, sir, do you want to join my table?
Hey, bartender.
Did he say, do you have to convince him as well?
Yeah, I had to convince him. He was a bartender, and I had to buy an order of breadsticks.
It sounds like they don't like you.
It sounds quite like they don't like
me. What was your batting average? How many did you invite?
I invited. I was
batting
zero. Okay,
I
want to
know the specifics.
Now I'm no statistician, but I was 0 for 16. So I believe that makes my batting average 0.000.
Did they any of them like your status
tonight? Probably.
I bet they did.
Maybe they feel better.
And then other muckers.
Here's what I'm saying. Other than I have no friends. Is what I'm saying. Why couldn't they just say no? Why would they just say a non-committal thing
sick
like,
is the,
sounds fun.
The sick one is, yo, I've got a crew and we're on our way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
that
no,
one
no she
mean.
Didn't. They were not.
That one is really mean. Yeah, just like.
What if she's still on her way?
Then I see, yeah, but then I see them the next day and I'm thinking, they're saying hi to me now. Do they know that no one else came?
No.
Because they're all
no,
friends.
They no.
They think
they,
it was like a big party and they just like, you forgot, and
no, yeah. No. That's not what happened. As soon as you made that thread, they made another thread with all of them.
We
and they said, "Let's not go.
We cannot go to this bar."
And no one tell him.
No one tell him. Just say it. Tell him. Sounds fun.
Make up
it's
stories.
A surprise birthday party, but not the surprise.
Surprise.
Once.
No one's here. That was. I was surprised.
Surprise. Die alone.
I spent the whole night looking towards, like, nonchalantly looking at the door, saying, "Oh, I should wait by the front."
Oh,
I should wait by
God,
the front.
That is...
How long were you there?
Did you have to go
I was
home
there
and get,
for
did
three
you make
plus
sure you brought
hours.
Your phone charger and like stayed plugged into the wall and like
oh,
hopped
yeah,
around?
Had, hey God, guys, I have no, no service. My phone's dying. See you there.
That is so
you had a car charger only, so you kept having to go to the parking lot every couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. So these 109 likes? Who are these sons of bitches anyway?
Suck it.
Yeah, I don't want your likes.
Aaron, tell them off.
I just did.
Can okay, you tell good. Off my these hosers?
Yeah.
Hosers!
Suck it, and I hate you.
Thank you, Aaron.
What are they sucking?
You're welcome.
That, yeah.
Lemons.
That one.
That was for Hoover.
That one hurt.
Did it hurt to hear?
To hear.
Yeah, because you didn't go.
You should have been there.
The crew.
Were you in the group?
No.
Oh.
No. The crew of.
Yeah, I wasn't invited, to be honest.
I'm on my way.
Don't know where I'm going.
That's one of the more mean things about
that. That one just gets.
No,
because
that one can be like. They had good intentions, but they got.
Yeah, but
perhaps,
they got too drunk along the way.
But the thing was, there was no follow up there. There was never a. Sorry, can't make it. hey, see you in class on Monday.
I think it's worse the people that just didn't respond at all.
Yeah, I guess they're all... They're
I mean, did people chill. Not respond at all, no, or did they
there
all...
There were some people that didn't say did.
They're all guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's kind of probably because you didn't do it at a bowling alley.
I got invited. There was a group of like four
well,
people.
Don't you popular? Yeah.
To there was someone was having a surprise birthday party, yeah. And this was a person whose face I recognized when I clicked on
oh,
the,
no,
name,
you didn't know the name,
but I had no idea who they were.
They invited you,
and no, I it was this other girl was planning, and she's like, okay, like, hey, I invite the like the surprise party is gonna be tomorrow night. Blank, blank, blank. Like, here are the details, whatever. And
house party?
It's not a lot of details.
And she was like, yada yada. She's like, she gave me like the date, time, location, whatever. She's like, I invited you three.
Wait, you didn't do that on yours.
I gave a date, time, and a location, and I almost gave them a route.
That'd have been a good.
Oh yeah, they all got lost.
Yeah. But yeah, so I got this invite, and it was like, all right, like the three of you, The three of you like should definitely come to this surprise party, and because you know like you guys like should figure it out and like help me plan it.
Wait, this is from the person whose birthday it is, or from
no,
a friend of theirs?
No, from a friend, and I knew the friend, but I had no idea who this person was, and so I felt so awkward because I'd already said scene because I was like I knew the
you typed
girl.
And hit enter on the word scene.
Yeah, no, but
you start doing that
and scene.
But I was like, oh shit, I have to respond to this. But yeah. Do I say I have no idea who this person is?
Uh-huh.
Should I know this person? Have I forgotten?
Is it assumed that you already
it's
know them?
Yeah. One in, oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm one of three people before yeah. all these other people start getting invited
oh,
to the chat.
I thought it was just going to be a surprise party with three people.
No, it's me and one of three
suspicious.
People.
No, he's like was assuming you were like good enough friends to organize.
Yeah, he's like the elite communist Politburo.
I was added to the organizing
the
committee for a
the
person.
Exploratory.
So I did not know.
You were invited
at
to
all.
Organize a party that sounds like a bummer.
I hardly know her.
It was just so awkward, and so I
wait. Were you even Facebook friends with this person?
No.
But, why would they even think that you would?
Hey,
be
I have no.
Dorian was
idea.
Not on Facebook for quite some no time.
See, that's not shameful for you. That's more shameful for that idiot.
So what?
It wasn't a shame as much as it.
A story.
It was just incredibly awkward for me.
It's just
I
weird.
No
did you go
to
the party?
Say. No, I didn't go to the party. I also had something else that night, and so I was like, oh, I just used that as the total
yeah,
excuse.
Yeah, bad attitude.
And didn't even touch.
Is
the...
Is this the Tubbs person?
Yeah.
What? Did you help organize?
No.
What
I said,
name
hey, guys,
rhyme?
Sorry, can't make it. Have fun.
What does her name rhyme with? Krauss? Allison
Krauss? Oh, I know her.
Oh, yes.
I didn't go to the party.
It rhymes. You don't have to say the actual name.
Yeah.
yeah. There, to be honest, I don't remember the name of the person whose party it was.
Oh.
Oof. Savage.
That's not even savage. I have no
stuff.
Idea
you
who
are,
this person
you are
is.
Heartless.
Brutal.
No, I have no idea who this person
bodied.
Is.
Pretty savage.
That's not savage at all. Okay.
It's a little savage, to be honest.
No, it's not.
It's kind of.
I feel like I want to give it another go.
Yeah.
You think that was that? Would you think the
do
problem was
another
just,
birthday party?
Yeah, I think I'm going to say, "Hey guys, we're at it again."
Hey, I was just kidding last time.
Yeah, last time was a joke. This time,
and
real.
You guys
hope
knew.
You guys didn't go. Yeah.
You
I
could,
wasn't there.
I mean, if assuming they all didn't talk to each other, you could
yeah.
just say,
yeah.
"Thanks colluded. Everyone for coming last time." So they all think that everybody else went.
I was thinking of doing that after saying, "Guys, we had a great night." And then posting a picture of me and no one else, but my hands are out, like I got arms around, like I have arms around people.
That would be terrifying.
I'm tempted to. I've always wanted to post like a spring break album of just all stock photos of just like people having fun at the beach. I might do it this year.
I really like.
I had a great spring break. I ate salad. I walked around a college campus.
Yeah, you ate JP Licks.
Yeah, I'm thinking I should host a house party this time because if people don't want to meet in a public space where they
oh,
really want to meet.
I thought you meant this visit to Tufts.
They
want to
meet
host a house party.
Where I live and sit on my bed. Right?
Was that the
issue? Was that I didn't provide them with enough of my bed?
You just need them
on?
A safe place to cry.
Okay. They need
which
a place
is,
to cry?
Yeah, it's like, I mean, like, you know, you reach the point of the night where just. They just want to talk about it.
When you invite people, when you invited me here to this show, where am I supposed to cry? I'm asking you! I'm pointing at
him. Do you mean
him.
At what point in the song or where in the room?
Where in the room?
The couch is in the other room.
Can we get more shame stories?
Yeah, I'd be down.
What do we got?
It's. I'm also fewer exhausted.
Yeah.
It's 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of my...
Yeah, we might have to call it a game.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Does anyone have a final...
No.
All right, let me think. I feel like I had some stories.
Do I got any shame stories?
Have you purged yourself of all shame and now you're clean?
No, I'm definitely not clean. I'm full of shame.
The Scientologist said that when you just told this guy all the things you did, eventually you just stop having a subconscious. Are you at that level? Do you have no, is everything on the surface for you?
That is pretty much true for me, I'd say. I think I might have one or two shame stories.
You're legit. You're just legit.
I am legit.
Too legit?
Too quit?
That's
a thing we all say. None of us even know where that came from.
70s,
where did it come from?
Two white baseball players.
Yeah, two white baseball players
reaching for a Cracker Jack box?
Yeah, except one of them was black. But
I didn't even think of that.
Whoa.
I'm going to spend this whole show. I can't believe I have waited this long to spend this whole show pointing. It's really helping me a lot.
I've been pointing a lot. I have a over-under kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
If during your visit here currently to Taft's Jimbo's.
Yeah.
If you tried to host a birthday party here,
yeah,
would more people go?
More than zero.
I think 100%,
and Dorian
yes.
organized.
Would more people go?
Would they? I know some popular guys. I know all the guys from Strictly 80s, Joel.
Hoover there for sure.
Yeah, you're getting Hoover.
It would have to be on a Wednesday night there.
For sure.
It would have to be a Wednesday nighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a Thursday morning.
No, but Freights is coming up to Boston, so you have one.
Wait, is he?
No. If Wyatt's throwing a birthday party, you bet your sweet ass.
He's coming up, getting that log.
So you have Fritz coming up. You have Wyatt there. You have Liam there.
Do you think
that's three right there?
Here's another already tied.
I'm on my way with the crew.
You're what?
I'm on my way with the crew.
Yeah, wait. Ron and I are about to be there.
We're bringing the whole gang. You're taking the train down. Who knows how long the train takes? Yeah. Oh, man, here's what I'm thinking. Was the issue... I want a double or nothing on this, all right? So I host a party here. How about I propose the same time, place, not the same date, because it's not January 30th anymore, but I propose they all meet there and tell them I won't be there. Well, they all go then and have fun and take pictures and say happy birthday to anyone around. Do you think that if I told them, don't worry, I won't be there?
I'm not quite sure how that's a double or nothing thing, I gotta say.
Just enjoy my birthday.
Enjoy my birthday like for me. I'm going to stand in the back like Jay Gatsby.
Enjoy my birthday. You won't see me.
Yeah, enjoy my birthday. I am a soft maybe.
Do you think maybe
I am on my way with the crew.
Do you think you maybe just invited one huge monster human that everyone else wanted to avoid? They're like, oh. If Ezekiel's going, I cannot be there.
I might have invited a real shit turd.
Well, it was Lucas.
Yeah, it was Lucas.
No, Lucas wasn't in the thread.
He wasn't in the thread.
True.
But think about that. Think about the hubris there, is that I forget my close friend, actual friend, to then swing for the fences with a bunch of acquaintances.
Dude, I think that's the social media thing, though. You don't, like instead of posting in a small message to your friends, like, hey, guys, this long, lengthy thing, like, I worked hard, all this, whatever, and I got, you know, I'm now in the school that I wanted. Instead, it's so much easier to post like a cool little apathetic status, which is not as designed. Like, we already know, you know, that's more designed.
Yeah, I already knew.
At the outreach kind of thing. Yeah. And it's more like focused on making sure you get
Man.
It's more based on the ego. And I think that's the same thing with like that context there. It's like you forgot the Lucas, you forgot the one person that attended.
You know? The super ego himself.
And it's like you were focused more on the status, like the birthday status, you know, like will the cool people come?
You just, you understand that you just met all the qualifications to have a doctorate, right? You just become a psychologist.
No, that was me defending your thesis for you.
Oh, thank you. Congratulations, Dr.
You
Dorian.
You're now a doctor.
I'm a doctor. Yes. Am I Dr. Duke?
Dr. Yes. Dorian, is this a Scrubs crossover episode?
This is.
And with that,
good night.
No.
Party at my place. I won't be there.
I'm not even remotely.
You're not done?
No.
Is this part?
I'm still going.
Are you just getting started?
I'm just getting started. I have another 2.5 hours left in me.
All right. Sounds good. Well, do you?
Yes.
Okay.
What enjoy.
Do you want, what do you want to talk about?
All right. Honestly,
I could rap battle the shit out of you for 2.5 hours.
Joe, what if we all did one final freestyle?
Yeah. All. We can start.
Joe, Joe, if you look up jazz instrumental.
Oh, we got a caller.
Yo.
Whoa.
Go to bed.
Hey, caller, how you doing?
Oh.
I was honestly thinking we had zero listeners.
My thoughts exactly.
Caller, are you there? I think you dropped it.
They dropped it.
Fudge.
They bailed.
We have...
Okay.
Well, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Who could
this be? All right, caller, you'll be on in 1 second.
Don't mess it up.
Hello, caller.
Hello, I have a shame story for you.
Let's hear that shame story.
Let's get shameful.
All right. Oh. So this is real shameful, and I don't like to admit this.
Oh wow,
this is awesome.
Earlier this year, let's say January 25th.
January 25th?
Yeah.
I was added to a Facebook thread.
Oh. Where is this leading?
Well, this happened to be a Facebook thread for my good friend Wyatt D'Amelio's birthday party.
The few, now, the proud.
Seeing as how about 20 people were added to this thread, and I was at class, it got spammed by a bunch of people saying things like, looks good, and sounds fun, I'll try to make it. So I muted the thread immediately, like any sane person would, and promptly forgot about it. And here I am, listening to this radio show, feeling the shame, and want to take this moment to wish Wyatt a very deserved happy birthday.
Oh. A very deserved and much belated happy birthday.
Oh, man.
He's on his way with the crew.
Thank you for coming out tonight.
He's cleaning out his closet.
Wyatt, anything to say?
You have torn my world asunder.
Who felt more shame amongst those two stories?
I have no idea.
Wyatt.
I think they're both compounding each other's.
Oh, yeah. So, my God.
Scott, I'm live tweeting Wyatt's reaction right now. You don't want to miss it.
Wyatt, if it means anything to you, I was not actively avoiding a birthday party. I just muted an annoying thread and forgot because I was in class.
If it means anything to you, my hubris led to me forgetting I even invited you.
Oh. You didn't need to say that.
I prefer it that way, I think.
I call this Snapchat mutual shame.
Oh, God.
And it will be sent out to everyone.
Thank you, Scott, friend of the show.
I deserve no thanks for anything I've done here, Wyatt.
Oh, my God. Now, that was really something else there.
Oh, boy.
That was beautiful.
Oh, boy.
Oh, thank you so much, caller.
Scott, thanks for calling. Scott, do you have any other stories you want to tell, shame stories?
What am I to do?
Do I go home?
No, that's all my shame stories for now.
Okay.
Do I walk home now?
Side note, the sound quality of this call is great.
Yeah, Scott, good.
Where are you calling from?
Good phone. Calling from a Benihana or something?
I wish. No, I'm using the Apple, like, the standard iPhone headphones with the microphone in them.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Fancy. That's
great quality.
High-tech encryption.
Yeah, great encryption.
I feel like a son of a bitch.
Scott,
we're a pair of son of a bitches, you and me, Mark.
Scott, how do you feel about, I'm assuming that you that you heard about the Wyatt's Facebook status and how many likes it got?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go like it right now. Here we go.
You're getting a like?
Do you think this makes up for it?
Yeah, right? It should, I think.
Scott.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Scott. You should also go like Jen's
Wanderlust.
Budapest.
Wanderlust. Yeah, Budapest.
Budapest.
Booty pest.
She doesn't deserve it. She deserves no likes for that.
I don't know, Scott. The people disagree. They say 76.
Proud 76er.
76 strong bones.
We have 76 big bones.
We have a... Did I do that? Did I say that?
maybe a bit too much.
Oof. I did say come for the wander, stay for the lust. She did not like that.
I thought she did.
Well, you said, well, then you followed it up with just the lust. just the lust. I thought I was being clever and witty and a flirty little son of a snake in the grass.
And then my dirty mind just went there.
You just went there because you have the balls to go where no one else goes, to Halligan.
Classic Leon.
Have I earned my Tufts admission yet?
Yeah, you have.
Is this a good time to say that Tufts rejected me when I applied here?
No.
Congratulations.
You made it.
Sensational. You escaped.
She's great.
Is she about undergrad or PhD?
Undergrad.
You escaped.
So Scott, while we have you, you're agreeing that Wyatt's status earned more or deserves more likes than Jen's?
Yes.
And did you, when you were guessing along at home, as I know you were, did you guess higher? Did you guess higher or lower
than what it actually was?
Yeah, for Wyatt's status.
I guess lower.
What was your guess? Can we get it just for posterity's sake?
I didn't really have a specific guess, but I am excited and thrilled to see him break the 100 mark.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to surpass your modest and meager expectations and the very low bar you set for me. I hate everything. This has turned into a roast.
The 100 mark for a man with a three-person arcade game birthday party.
This is better than nothing.
I went to a bar where the whole idea is you have fun with other people, and I was borderline alone. I had the gall to mock my friend and be so weirded out that he would post an open status, not a thread, an open status saying, hey, it's my birthday and I'm here, come out. And I thought, whoa, who would do that?
Whoa, what?
And then I invited him to my birthday party because he's a great guy and I had no one at my birthday party.
That's the guy who everyone doesn't want to be with.
Yeah, that's the guy. Oh, man.
Boy, how does it feel that your arcade birthday party had the same amount of attendees as one time over winter break after, like, eating Chick-fil-A, Dory and Derek and I drove to an abandoned mall with an arcade?
Yeah.
Just and walked around.
Yeah.
That sounds better because no hopes went up.
Yeah.
You know, you abandoned all hope and went and mall walked.
Yeah, we did.
Walmart.
No, we did. We wall mocked.
Do we have another call?
We couldn't possibly.
There's no way.
For the love of gosh.
Okay. Scott, how are things in New Brunswick right now?
How am I going to sleep right now? I'm on spring break.
You're wired.
Break. Wow.
Yeah, that's Scott, why he was on the phone wired. With Freights at the same time.
Yeah. Scott, how are things in Haddonfield? You guys been doing any fun stuff?
I literally got back today. It's pretty standard.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
You know how it be.
Yeah, I know how it be. Hey, you know what it is, what to do.
When are we making jerky again?
Whenever, man. Let's do it.
So when I came back to... When I went
Is
back
that
to New York...
style?
Yeah. Yeah. Making jerky.
We gonna make jerky.
Yeah. We gonna make jerky again. So I took
you
my
gotta
jerky.
Wait 40, you gotta wait 40 minutes.
Style, dude. Oh, Freight's fuck style is jerky gate.
Yo, he's oh, bringing, nah, don't bring up jerky
he's
gate.
He's bringing 20 pounds of jerky gate right to your front door.
God.
Oh, whether, spitting into the mic.
Whether you want it or not, bro.
Wyatt, how much jerky gate will it take you, forgive me?
Oh my god, I need a whole nother mason jar of jerky that I'm then going to take out of the jar for space sake, put it into a Ziploc bag that I'm also have Oreos in, and it's going to be a cross-pollination, and the Oreos are going to smell like jerky, and the jerky is going to smell like Oreos. Mm. That's how many.
Which, that actually reminds me of Joe, what I was going to tell you earlier, which is, that's super random.
What a transition.
No, I was just going to say, my grandfather, I think, is the greatest example of all time of old people interacting with Facebook.
Oh, he's a good one.
He is a real class act on Facebook, and one of the most recent comments that I've seen of his are he goes in depth on a random picture of mine explaining the origin of the name Oreo. And it's because he goes, because he loves... I think at one time
Oreos.
He decided as a joke to, he's Greek, and to, you know, be the Greek, like, man from My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Mm.
But then he forgot that it was a joke, and it became, and it became him. Thank you. And so he goes in and he goes, like, Oreo comes from the... He just has a great great social media.
How'd he get the accent into the...
What's up, Scott?
That's the entire impression?
Well, so he just explains the origin of the word Oreo, and it's because, like, Oreo means good. Like, that, like, it's good. And he would say, what? Oreo, Oreo, when he had the cookies.
What's the next thing you know?
Like you're starting in on an impression.
What's the Greek root of the Funfetti Oreo?
The Funfetti Oreo?
With the Funfetti in the middle. Plastic pieces.
It's actually a colorful metaphor for Greece's economic depression right now. And they're in the collapse of their country.
So. Dude, I like the word collax.
Collax. They are collaxing.
It's when your economy dies, but you're really chill about it.
And you're just on the beach in Mykonos.
Yeah. Well, you don't have many other options, you know. Okay. So.
Yeah, anyway, so that last rap beat.
Yeah.
Close us out.
God, can we lay it out? We've been doing this for a very long time.
Joe, give us a jazz.
Let's get out of
Joe,
here.
Joe, give us like a...
Well, this isn't even the real one. What, jazz?
Yeah, like jazz hop.
What do I search for that?
Turkey. Look up like...
Jazz hop instrumentals?
Yeah.
All the N-words in that song were Paul McCartney's idea.
Did you just look up the word jazz?
Jazz hop instrumentals.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Do you want a new one? Here, I'll try track two.
No, that's fine. I was going to say, you just wait to let it drop.
Do they drop?
Yeah.
Do jazz beat.
No, they drop.
Do the new jazz beat.
There's one called Dat Jazz, and I'm going
to
do that one.
I can't wait to listen to this whole episode back.
Joe, I just hope you pick one.
This one. Dat Jazz.
Should I start?
Let's let that drop happen. Oh.
Nobody came to my birthday. Unfortunately, it wasn't Earth Day, so we couldn't celebrate outside with flags and trees and leaves and shit. Leaves of grass. Yeah, I read Walt Whitman.
Oh.
And when I'm rapping, I'm spitting.
Oh.
On the mic and all the audience around me.
Oh.
You're clowning me and you're crowding me. Back off. Why are you all here? It's my birthday. I'm supposed to be alone on this day with my friend in a bar where we meet other people. And I spend my day talking to strangers. Former New York Rangers. Go home and apply to more schools. I spent my birthday applying to schools. Think about that for a second.
Scott.
Just one second, Scott.
Scott.
And asleep on a cot.
Scott.
Because the bed... can't hold the weight of my shame.
Scott.
The cot supports my frame.
Ah!
Applying to schools on the night of my birth, I went to Rutgers' website and I said, hey, my life is pretty shitty right now. Why
Scott?
Don't I apply for another master's? And I mastered that application. Now I feel like a bastard.
Oh, yo.
Happy birthday to me.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday to me.
You're not going in at all, Joe?
Happy birthday to me. No one's joining in.
Joe.
Happy birthday to you.
Huh?
Happy birthday to you. This that hook. I do the hook. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, shit, I'm going in. Yo, so you had a sad birthday. I guess Scott was too late. I thought that he was coming with his crew so you could rendezvous and do what friends do down at the arcade, barcade. Don't you know that we be getting drunk? It's our day to celebrate. Don't you know we gonna say the famous song? It's happy birthday to you. Don't you know that I'm buying you a nice pair of shoes so you can walk all around New York and meet up with your gang? That's Gangs of New York. And don't you know that I be talking slang in New York? I speak the vernacular. Don't you know that I be fantastic? I'm spectacular. Don't you know that I be killing bitches? It's lax and I on the lax team. Don't you know that I be spitting and I'm running down that green field?
Scott.
Call that the pitch, Scott. You're a bitch, Scott. I know you're listening to this shit, Scott. You know I spit that fire. They call that fuego. Don't you know that I go everywhere that yo, it's Murcielago. You know that I be driving fast cars down the freeway. You know, I don't actually do that. I drive within the speed limit.
Nobody came to my birthday.
Nobody came to my birthday.
Who's going in? Joe. Nobody came to his what?
Joe.
Yo, I never had a good birthday because every time I'm so thirsty. Not enough milk in the house. Hanging out with Alison Krauss and Halligan Maligan. I've got a mulligan watching An Education with Carey Mulligan. She a good actress, Alfred Molina. Not as good a wrestler as John Cena. I have more, but this song is clearly ending.
Yeah, Joe, just go to the next one. I think a new one will start.
I'm gonna cry myself.
Oh, one's called Life.
Scott's still here. Scott, do you want to go in?
Nobody came to my birthday.
God, no.
Scott, you sure you don't want to go in?
No, this one's called Life's a Bitch.
Wait, Joe,
because it's the beats of Tupac.
This is so easy. You never have to do any of this.
He's on a lag. It won't.
You just Google jazz hip hop instrumental.
I know. It's not
this
the exact
one sucks,
beat.
Though.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't like this one?
Exactly. No, this one. Similar.
I mean, it's trying to be with that. Like, it's just a copyright.
Bad. Find new, Joe. Jazz hip hop instrumental, Joe.
You know that's
dude,
how it
do
goes.
The new job base beat.
Bang, rolls, and hoes. Yo, right, then what,
I'm
man?
This.
What?
I'm doing this.
Watch, this is going to drop. It's going to be sick.
I just do the first verse from
all right,
that
Joe, you
song.
Ready? You going
visualizing
in?
Visualizing the realism of life and actuality.
See?
No, do you? Okay.
I'm going to
okay,
do Drake.
Who next?
Fuck, who's the baddest? A person's status depends on salary.
Yeah.
Bruh, it's the kid. Yo.
Here we go. This one goes out to all the boys in the hood town.
Sensation.
In the hood town.
All the Pete's. All the Pete's places on that hood.
Happy birthday to me.
Nick's.
Boston,
even
guy.
Nick's.
Nick's Pransies. Espresso Lisa's. Helen's.
Hey, Pinkies.
Pinkies, Pinos.
Hey.
Listen, Scott. This beat's pretty fast, but I be Googling like Ariana Grande hot.
Oh.
She's so small, tiny little girl. Why don't they call her Ariana Piccolo?
Oh!
I'm gonna start over.
Bruh. Tiny little girl. Tiny little girl. Where is Caesar?
Where is Caesar?
Who's going in next?
This one is a little faster.
Yeah? Jay, pick a new one then. Dude, you're so horrible at finding beats. I don't think I've ever had trouble with this.
Joe, I'll get you a sick beat, dude.
Pick a slow ski one.
No,
what am I searching?
Dude,
do
new job bass, Aruarian dance.
No, dude.
Okay, none of that was a word you can type.
It's sick.
I got it.
Joe,
I got
it. YouTube.
Yeah, do jazz beat on YouTube.
You literally do jazz hip hop instrumental.
What do you think I've typed into Google?
Dude, YouTube.
YouTube, dude.
But you do know that. You do know
just
that.
Just go to YouTube.
Look, nobody came to my birthday.
That was a good hook.
Yeah, that was a good hook.
Somebody can't.
Chill jazz?
Joe. Yes, happy any of birthday those, Joe. To me. Literally any of those. That's all you had to
happy
do.
Happy birthday to me.
Joe, it's crazy that you don't know how to use the internet.
Yo, the internet.
The internet was invented in 2008 by Dr. Remy Patel. By two
Al Gore.
White guys high-fiving on a baseball field. One of them was black.
This one goes out to my buddy, Scott.
Happy birthday
to
me. Yo, Scott, you here? You dig.
Happy birthday to me, guys.
That's my new rapper thing.
Yeah.
Joe, how much
Scott.
Of these do you write in your head beforehand?
None. I've got no, I'm literally not thinking.
He said Ariana Piccolo in our last one.
He said that earlier.
That was dope. That was fire.
Thanks, Scott.
Fire. Tiny little girl.
You just spend so much time prepping.
I mean, we were making that joke.
Okay.
And so I don't lose tempo.
Go.
Welcome to the radio show. When you come here, you won't see no hoes in the building. Just the dudes watching for the family news on the radio. Today to tomorrow, watching out for Ariana Piccolo. She is small, tiny little girl.
Cool your head.
I wanna rock her world.
Yo, everybody's being nice, but I'm
so
about
weird.
To put these boys on some ice. Got a diss track that I haven't written yet, but it's gonna make these boys wish they're dead. I'll start with Wyatt. He's not very often here in Medford. He is gonna feel like a nerd.
Oh.
He's a lot.
Yo.
I got
Scott.
Hey.
Used to have a radio show down in Brooklyn. Not really, it was in Manhattan at a girls' school. Man, that's so cool. But he got kicked out because he was a fool. Didn't do his show very often at all. Got kicked out because he was in the hall without a pass. Got killed by the monitor, hall monitor. My raps are tired tonight.
I was into it.
Someone else might want to take over this shit.
Why? What happened? We got close tired boys.
Nobody came to my birthday. Can I just say? Nobody came to my birthday.
Nobody.
Birthday.
Nobody came
at the
to
arcade. Arcade. I don't play games. I just look at my phone. Scroll through those names of the friends I thought I had. And the people I forgot were in there.
Where they at?
Hubris. I'm new to this game. The only game I play is the game of life. And on that day, I lost.
No winners.
No one came to my birthday. At what cost? To me, my pride. I gave it up to all of you, you snide motherfuckers. Rejected me and left me dejected. You hurt my feelings and I wanted to cry in public. That's strange to emote in front of other people. Do you consider that? That's a big thing for me to act emotional in front of others. And I almost cried at a bar surrounded by old arcade games like Ms. Pac-Man and Rampage. I tried to act my age because it was my birthday.
How many people came to your birthday?
It was supposed to be my day. It was supposed to be my day. Nobody came to my birthday.
Nobody came to his birthday. He had a pretty lame birthday.
I turned the mic away.
Nobody came to his birthday.
Alexander Hamilton.
Birthday.
Scott, how'd you feel about that one?
Birthday.
Pretty sad still.
Scott, I think the next beat's gonna be fire.
We think so.
Can we let these other DJs drop beats?
Freestyle? Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean, after my last one, they literally have nowhere to go but up.
We on an ultra lab beam.
Yeah.
You can steal raps.
You guys have individual mics here that are going to waste. No, that was meant for the opposite reaction.
They're nervous.
Yeah, they're getting
nervous. I'm not good at freestyling.
Clearly neither am I.
You've been good.
Yeah, but that time
was bad.
Joe's
actually been good.
That's still better than I was.
You got in your own head.
I rapped about what I felt.
Yeah.
It came from the
heart.
I want
to give you a topic?
No.
That actually does help a lot.
Wait, did you see the video of the...
Like, my Saddam rap was much better than me just rapping.
Alexander Hamilton guy at the White House freestyling?
Yeah, that was pretty dope. Do it.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, do you want me to give you a topic?
No.
Birthdays.
It's 3 in the morning. Yeah, well, do you know where your kids are?
All right, okay.
Look, hey. Nobody came to my birthday.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm over it. I'm 24 now. My birthday, I didn't get many gifts. My mom got me a book by an author that I've never even heard of. Is this what adulthood is? Wait, it's going to all rhyme at the end, friend.
Yo.
A book by some dude. Who's
Scott,
this dude?
Scott, give me a topic.
I'm just trying to eat food, some steaks.
I'm ready for redemption.
And the steaks were high.
Scott, give me a topic.
Bars.
Wow, that was awful, too.
Wanderlust? Create a Wanderlust rap?
Yo.
I may need a feature.
Wanderlust is a must.
If you need a hook,
I'm going
first,
global because I got that wanderlust. Don't you know I got this wondrous bust? Don't you know I give wondrous thrusts every night when I'm going international? I be gonna go shit. Oh my god, I'm
on a fuck tour of the continental U.S.
Yo, I'm international. I'm so fashionable. You know I'm like Kanye West and I wear nice dress. Don't you know that I dress so well and I never kiss and tell? You know I play show and tell down like I'm in fifth grade. Don't you know I'm at the Palisade and I be rolling down on these streets? Don't you know I'm in the meats? Ooh, you know I'm buying meats and veggies. You know I'm gonna go and get ready for the big party. Because I'm going out, it's a darty. Anything to get myself to the new places. So so I can meet new faces for my Instagram cases. Don't you know I'm gonna post with hashtag Wanderlust? Don't you know I got that brash tag Wanderlust? And I get so rough and I get so down, and you know I'm going internationally global. I'm a mogul, call me Donald Trump. Don't you know I'm imposable? I'm disposable. Don't you know I'm a flow mobility? You know I'm in the sea. You know I'm in international waters. I'm the Wanderluster. Don't you know that I'm the motherfucker that you've been with thus far? You know that I be getting 10,000 likes on my pictures about a just boring shit like me on the beach. Maybe I'll show one tip.
Oh,
but I probably won't.
You ever stand in front of a graffiti wall?